CMPD added 30 new officers to its ranks on Friday. They're a highly sought-after bunch since applications in CMPD and police departments across the country have dropped significantly. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
The recruits took their oath surrounded by family and friends.
That I will not be influenced in any matter. On account of personal bias or prejudice.
The commencement followed 6 months of training. Chief Kerr Putney praised them for pursuing the job.
You shall support this community in ways that they can't even understand right now.
In past years, there's been a wait list to enter the police academy. But in 2016, applications dropped off significantly as police shootings across the country and in Charlotte grabbed the headlines. CMPD is now short about 170 officers, or 10% of the force, says Putney.
We still aren't where we need to be, and as far as I'm concerned, to fill our vacancies, but we're starting to make progress, especially in the area of laterals.
That describes two of the officers in this class. They came to CMPD from law enforcement agencies outside of the state. The department has started offering incentives to these types of recruits and expects to bring on another 40 of these officers this year. The department has also ramped up its marketing, placing ads on billboards and on social media. Captain Dave Johnson is in charge of recruitment.
We were up about 25% in applications from January to March, so we're hopeful. We're hopefully that will translate into more officers in the academy and then subsequently more officers out on the street.
CMPD is especially trying to recruit more officers of color. That describes a dozen officers in this class of 30. Newly sworn Officer Veronica Cruz Santos says she joined the force to help build a bridge between police and the Latino community.
I saw me being Hispanic, me being able to speak Spanish, that I could help with that. Like, I like helping people, and me being bilingual even pushes that a little bit more, and I want to be that person to make some change.
She and many of her colleagues begin work tomorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.